USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The state of Washington is considering expanding voluntary cancellations of events and gatherings as the coronavirus continues to spread in the state. Governor Jay Inslee on CBS's Face the Nation.
Comic-Con's been postponed. We have a number of school closures. We are contemplating some next steps, particularly to protect our vulnerable populations in our nursing homes and like. And we are looking to determine whether mandatory measures are required.
The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Anthony Fauci, spoke on NBC on who needs to protect themselves.
The question is, if you're a vulnerable person, take it seriously, because particularly when you have community spread, you may not know at any given time that there are people who are infected.
This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Presidential candidate Bernie Sanders has been campaigning pretty hard in Michigan. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Michigan is the most delegate-rich of the states holding primaries on Tuesday, and Sanders needs a win in Michigan to stay competitive with frontrunner Joe Biden in the Democratic race. Campaigning in Dearborn, Sanders vowed to increase Democratic turnout by growing younger voters and minorities.
Donald Trump will be defeated because the American people, no matter what their political view may be, understand we cannot have a pathological liar in the White House.
Sanders reportedly canceled plans to campaign in Mississippi over the weekend so he could focus on Michigan. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
After ending her bid for the presidency last December, Senator Kamala Harris has announced her endorsement of Joe Biden. All of the former candidates have endorsed him, except Tom Steyer and Elizabeth Warren. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A major music festival in Texas has been canceled due to the coronavirus. USA's John Hunt has the story.
The mayor of Austin, Texas, Steve Adler, declared a disaster due to the coronavirus outbreak, a move that resulted in the cancellation of a big music festival.
I've gone ahead and declared a local disaster in the city, and associated with that have issued an order that effectively cancels South by Southwest for this year.
The annual event brings thousands of visitors to the city for conferences centered around the discussions on technology, media, music, sports, education, and video gaming. There's also a major film festival and the music festival. The conference, which had been scheduled for March 13th to the 22nd, has grown to become one of the most well-known events in the U.S. The two-week draw in 2019 brought 417,000 visitors from 106 countries. According to a report released by South by Southwest, the event brought $356 million to the city's economy.
The Illinois Supreme Court has rejected actor Jussie Smollett's request to dismiss a case in which he's accused of falsely reporting that he was a victim of a racist and homophobic attack near his Chicago home. The court on Friday also refused to remove a special prosecutor who filed the charges. Smollett pleaded not guilty last month to a 6-count grand jury indictment in the case. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.